Grindscapes, this is Jamie.
Hey Jamie, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, a little busy over here, but I'm never going to complain about that. I just wanted to circle back with you here. We actually were in contact, it looks like mid-August. We had extended a finance offer there around that time. Just wanted to circle back with you here with fourth quarter, just see if there was anything in the pipeline. We had got you pre-approved for both some equipment and working capital for right around $250K.
Yeah, right now I don't really need too much of anything.
I see. How's business been for you the last few months?
It's slow, but steady.
Okay, steady's better. Steady's better than no business there.
Absolutely.
Did you have any plans maybe towards the end of the year, early next year, you guys were maybe looking to tackle or bring on?
Maybe early next year. Depends on how our advertising campaign goes over the winter and early spring.
I see. What was it you guys are going to be doing for marketing?
Not 100% sure yet. I think we might do direct mail.
Okay.
And start sending some out December and then, hit them a couple times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The more they see your name, the better off it is.
Of course. Have you guys done that in the past?
No. We've used other mail methods, the mailers that get multiple advertisements in it, like Valpak, stuff like that.
Okay.
We've used those, and it really didn't work for us.
Huh. Interesting.
We want to target a little better. We want to target specific neighborhoods, not just a whole zip code.
I see. Who are you guys like? Do you have like a company in place? Is this something you guys are going to design yourself? How are you guys going to tackle this?
Probably do it ourselves. We'll get the postcards printed, and we'll use the post office heavy door direct mail. It ends up being about 20 cents a piece.
So, that's not bad at all.
Yeah,
especially
for one-on-one direct mail instead of something that is in a pack that most people just toss in the trash.
Yeah, no, yeah, I definitely see that. I mean, so these will be fit for. Is this going to be like a generic flyer you're just going to drop at front doors, or is this something that'll be like customed to each address?
No, it'd have to be the same that would go to each one. But we can target specific single family residences. We can target specific. We can target right down to the street.
I see.
We can skip houses in between. And, this just depends on if we have customers in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We can target that specific area to try to keep our routes a little smaller, a little more compact, which saves us money on fuel.
Of course. Do you guys kind of have an idea there of who you want to target as far as sending those out, or are you guys still planning that out as well?
We're still working on that.
Okay. The offer was good for working capital, which is basically just unsecured cash. Did you guys already have the funding in place there for that campaign you were looking to do, or?
Not yet, because I'm nervous about it. I'm going to start off small. And
mm-hmm.
I really don't want to put a lot of money into it and it not pay off, and then I'm stuck owing a bunch of money.
Of course,
Yeah.
I mean, how much more work are you guys able to bring on there? Is there?
Oh, we'll be able to bring on a lot. We've got, we've lost some work due to contract changes and stuff like that with, customers. But, we've got to get everything needs to fall in place the right way.
I see.
We're working on it.
I gotcha. And I know, I got to imagine typically around wintertime, is it a little bit slower there for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's slowing down pretty good now, and I just don't want to take on any additional debt right now. Springtime, it'll pick up, and I could afford to take on a little extra debt if I needed to.
Of course.
But
right
now, we can't.
I see.
We've got to be able to make it through the winter.
I gotcha. Well, it looks like, Jamie, I have the email down, service@grass-scapes.com. Is that still the best email there for you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'll do here is put together the updated version of the offer we had sent out with all my new contact information. If anything does come up before early next year or springtime, there is some equipment or, capital you want to take advantage of there, definitely don't hesitate to reach out. Otherwise, we can touch base around that time and see how the marketing went, and if there's an increase in business there, we can definitely help you out.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, Jamie, it was good catching up with you. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.